here's a story from The World.
The coronavirus changed a lot of celebrations this year, including a big one, the 250th anniversary of Ludwig von Beethoven's life. Still, not even a pandemic can stop Beethoven. Here's Boyd Tonkin with an audio excerpt from the podcast The Intelligence, brought to us by our friends at Economist Radio.
Beethoven created his great achievements in music against the backdrop of illness, of insecurity, of war, of financial crisis. So, in a way, it's fitting that his birthday celebrations, 250 years after he was born, should have had to take place in a year of profound challenges. The interesting thing about looking at Beethoven's legacy in 2020 is that it now looks a bit different. Until this year, you might have said that his inheritance for music has been one of grand and monumental works. The Ninth Symphony, the Fifth Symphony, these major statements of a rather passionate and heroic kind of musical endeavor coming out of the Romantic era. But the funny thing about the lockdown experience is that it's a much smaller scale and more intimate Beethoven that has appeared to be more relevant for us this year. The composer of the 32 piano sonatas, of lovely chamber works for small groups of instruments, the private Beethoven, if you like, these have been the works that seem to have been speaking most profoundly to people in the time of the pandemic. And it's really, I think, a testimony to his endurance, his resilience, that this completely convulsive experience of having our world turned upside down has still meant that Beethoven can speak to us. It's interesting that when I asked the director of the Beethoven 250 birthday project in Bonn to recommend one work for this year, what he advised everyone to listen to was not one of the great symphonies. It was a little piece known as the Heilige Dankesang, which is a movement of one of his late string quartets. And Beethoven wrote it after recovering from illness. He was often ill. He had a really miserable and punitive medical history. But this was written in a time of remission. And it's a gloriously tender and intimate song of thanksgiving for survival and new life. And if you like, it really should count as the theme tune for 2020.
Boyd Tonkin writes about arts and culture for The Economist. Thanks to our friends at Economist Radio for sharing this audio with us.